Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Virgil Herring, the Director of Golf at the Innsworth Golf Performance Center. He is a charter member, Golf Channel Academy lead instructor. He was named also a U.S. Kids Golf Top 50 instructor by U.S. Kids Golf and named a Top 25 Elite Junior Coach by Future Champions Golf, in addition to being a master teacher for Future Collegians Golf. And Mr. Herring, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
And I am as well, and looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us here today. So if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a renowned golf instructor, and was that what you always wanted to be?
Well, I think that anybody who ends up being a golf instructor usually is the person who was almost good enough to play, but not quite good enough to play on TV. But I realized at an early age that I was paying closer attention to others and wanting to help them be better than I was paying attention to myself and wanting me to be better. So my dad, as a coach of every sport that I ever played, so I have a coaching blood in me, and it felt natural to help others. It's kind of an addictive feeling to make other people better and make an impact on their lives. So it was an easy transition from not being a good enough player to having a desire to push the bounds of performance, both mentally and physically, to figure out, one, why I didn't make it, and to help others who have a lot of talent at least not fail the way I failed, give them one more step forward to see if I can springboard them to their dreams. So that's the beauty of being a coach, is you get a chance to impact people's lives.
Most certainly on that. Good stuff. Now, your book, Elevated, that you co-authored with Drew Maddox, the legendary Vanderbilt basketball player, and what a title, by the way. Tell us about that book, Elevated.
So this is one of my favorite stories to tell. So I met Drew Maddox two Christmases ago. We were at a Christmas party, and I was late to the party, and the only seat left was beside this really tall guy. So I sat down beside him, he introduced himself, "Hey, Drew Maddox." And I'm like, "Yeah, like three-point shooting machine, Drew Maddox?" He goes, "That's me." And it was like I met a brother from another mother. We hit it off, and I don't remember even speaking to anybody else the entire evening. So I have my own podcast. It's called On the Verge, and you can find it on iTunes. And I did my fifth podcast with Drew, and it was one of my better podcasts for sure. At the end of the podcast, we discussed about writing a book, and you know, he'd never written one but always wanted to. And this is my second book. So I said, "Why don't we do it together?" And he was like, "Well, why would you want to do it together?" I'm like, "Well, I've already written one by myself, and that really wasn't all that exciting. Let's do something together." And he is an awesome coach. So our idea was to put together 50 words that were synonymous with being a champion, being a good teammate or coworker, overcoming, struggle, perseverance. And then on the other side of achieving your goals is how to assess, how to reestablish new goals, et cetera, et cetera. So we told each other we were going to write 50 words down and have them turned into each other by June 1st of last year. And no joke, we both sent it at exactly 9 o'clock, and he beat me by about 15 seconds, but 49 of the 50 words were exactly the same. So just further proof that we're brothers from another mother, and it didn't take long for us to get our 50 words documented. And it has been a bizarrely successful book for us. We've now been on the bestseller list for 5 straight weeks, and I think that we wrote it just to put something out there that's good and meaningful for people, and it's turned into that and more. And one of my goals in all the books that I write is to make it so that my book becomes your book. So within the book, there's space for you to write what the word means to you. So for an example, like the first word is perseverance. So there's my story on what perseverance means to me, whether it was something that I persevered through as a player, watched as a coach, or lived through. And so Drew wrote his, I wrote mine, and then there's space for you to write what perseverance means to you, so that at the end of the book, it's your book too. And that's a model that I've used, because I guess I'm a coach, and that's what I want to pass on to people, is that I'm not really providing you anything you didn't know, but I'm giving you a vehicle to go back to every single time you need it, whether it's for motivation, some encouragement, some ideas on perseverance or coping with struggle, because we are definitely in times where we're definitely coping with things that we weren't prepared for, but we got to be able to make it through. And I'm just trying to provide just a little piece for the people out there. And I'm fortunate to have many people have purchased it so far. And we're very grateful for that, for sure.
Well, that's quite a story and a background right there. And that's quite inspiring. If you meet the right person, what two people that hit it off and have a lot in common can actually make happen. And that is really good stuff. Now, I hear that you are close friends with Coach Lee Wilson, who has been interviewed on this program as well. I'm curious, is he as good a golfer as he is a relationship coach, or does he just need to stay in his own lane?
Well, I've coached Lee for a very long time. He was one of the 188 kids that I've coached to a golf scholarship. So he played golf at a Christian school here in Nashville, Trevecca Nazarene, Division I school. Maybe he's a scratch golfer, but he might be a +5 handicap relationship coach. But he can more than hold his own on a golf course. But he has definitely found his niche when it comes to helping people understand relationships and navigating the difficulties of marriage and or at least serious relationships, that's for sure.
And after speaking with him at length on the program, I totally agree with you there. He has some great, great information and advice to offer today. We are joined by Mr. Virgil Herring, a renowned golf instructor and co-author of the book Elevated, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what's the one tip based on all of your experience that you could give to people who are wanting to perform at an elite level, such as a professional golfer?
Well, one of the niches that I have is the mental part of the game, and everything starts in your mind. So when we're talking about golf, the greatest players have an ability to visualize vividly what they want to accomplish, both in a singular form, like this particular shot. They are able to create pictures of what they want the shot to look like, how they want their body to feel while making that movement. And that puts the brain in a state, eerily close to zone or flow state, but that all occurs in the right side of the brain. And I have technology that allows me to train people to get into the zone. So I'm a big believer in helping people understand how to create their best golf, because in all actuality, that's the difference between the people that make it and play great on TV and the people we admire and watch, and the people that are just as physically talented but haven't figured out how to get out of their own way. And much the same in life, is that what we generally create in our mind is what we bring into our lives, the law of attraction, so to speak. And I spent a lot of time trying to help people understand the power of vivid visualization and bringing into their life what they want. We spend so much of our time, golfers have, they practiced very diligently on their skills. So what happens is when they do perform great, they don't celebrate it. They expect it. But when they don't perform great, they over-emotionalize the pain of underperformance. And the problem with that is the fact that our brain encodes memory with emotion. So if we don't take the time to enjoy the fruits of our labors and only expect great things to occur, and then when they don't, the level of disappointment is our emotion, we're generally going to start bringing more negative into our life, because that's what's stored in our mind. They're all the negatives. So I encourage people to paint more beautiful pictures with their words and their mind about what they want to do on the golf course or in their life, and begin to cultivate it like a garden. And it's at first it may seem slow, especially if you're a negative Nancy or captain negativity, so to speak. You spend a lot of your time being negative. It's hard to change that habit. But it's still a choice. And if you have the choice to think better and more vividly in a good way, it will absolutely pay off in spades going forward. And that is, I've seen it happen for myself, my players, and other people that I get a chance to consult with on a you know, weekly or monthly basis in the business world. The power of the mind is essential, and learning how to access your talent, whatever that talent is the true gift between somebody who becomes special and somebody who wonders why they haven't become special.
Virgil, a great place to conclude. Some fabulous advice here as we wrap things up here today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get your book, again, called Elevated, and how they could be in touch and get more information. Where's the best place online to do so?
They can pick up the book at Amazon. It's under Elevated with Virgil Herring and Dramatics. They can reach me on social media, on Instagram at virgil.herring or on Twitter at virgiltorspin. And all my content, whether it's my podcast On the Verge, is on iTunes. My radio show's there as well. Please have anybody can contact me there, and I look forward to helping everybody.
Well, you've certainly got it going on, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, be safe, and stay healthy.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Virgil Herring, a renowned golf instructor and co-author of the book Elevated, and you can get more information also on his website at virgilherringgolf.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And during this time, wherever you are tuning in, be safe and remain healthy. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.